Welcome to Walking in the Word, the weekly teaching series by pastor, teacher, evangelist Eric W. Stansberry, located in Las Vegas, Nevada. This podcast is brought to you every week with the hope of blessing you to find to strengthen your walk with Christ. And now, your teacher, Pastor Stansberry.
Dr. Stansberry, right here, live from Phoenix, Arizona, welcoming you to Restoration Bible Fellowship and our weekly broadcast right here. So absolutely glad that you're with us, and I hope that you've got your cup of coffee or your tea, or if you're listening to this broadcast, so that you've got your Bible nearby as we go into God's Word. We have several prayer requests this morning. Remember Caleb Kiefer in Cleveland, Tennessee. He is in dire need of prayer. Remember him. Remember my wife, Christina. She's got some bronchitis. We want to pray for her that God will just heal her completely and minister to her. Also, we want today to remember all the churches that are in the midst of a remnant revival. Sloan Lake in North Carolina and China Grove in North Carolina and Family Worship Center in Cleveland, Tennessee, where Isaac Walker and Shane Calhoun are the leadership there. Please remember those that they'll break out in revival. Also, remember the churches that we're connected with. Eton Chapel Church of God, Pastor Billy Parker, that God will move there in a powerful way. Also, remember Family Worship Center in Las Vegas, where Sean and Michelle Brooks are the leadership there, that they'll have a revival. And remember us out here at East Phoenix Church of God, where I play piano right now, that God will just move and break forth in power. And that's what we're excited to have. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. And if you have a prayer request and you want to, you can type it in the comments or you can just email me directly and I'll make sure that in my morning prayer time that I call your name in prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for your love, your mercy, your grace, and your glory. And I pray, God, for all of those who are sick in body. I pray for Caleb Kiefer. I pray for Christina. I pray for the churches, God, that are fighting the good fight of faith for you, that, God, you'll break them into remnant, powerful revival, that you'll help them to walk in the newness of life that will bring in this last and evil day the light of your word. And, Father, we pray for today's broadcast that you'll reach out and touch those who may be in the middle of a storm, to know that there's a way to pray in the midst of the storm that will give you the honor and give them the victory. And Father, we're going to be careful to give you the praise, the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to sing a really old song. I guess y'all are starting to see there's a real pattern to me in old songs, huh? It's called When Mercy Rewrote My Life. It changed, though, listen. For years I traveled a road so long, my heart had lost every.
Rewrote my life.
Sincerely hope that is your testimony today, that mercy has rewritten your life. If you have a Bible there with you and you can, or conversely, if you're listening later and you want to jot some things down, go to the book of the Psalms, and we're going to go on the 25th Psalm. And as you know, I read from the NASB. But Psalm chapter 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be ashamed. Don't let my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none of them who wait for you will be ashamed. Those who deal treacherously without cause will be ashamed. Make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and your loving kindness, for they have been from old. And do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your loving kindness, remember me for your goodness sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in justice. He teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are loving kindness and truth to those who keep his covenant and his testimonies for your name's sake. O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way he should choose. His soul will abide in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he will make them know his covenant. My eyes are continually toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distress. Look upon my affliction and my trouble. Forgive all of my sins. Look upon my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with violent hatred. Guard my soul and deliver me. Do not let me be ashamed, for I take refuge in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all of his troubles. You can just tell right in all of that prayer, and I just unplugged everything, that David is absolutely in distress. He feels like that he's abandoned by God in some ways. He feels as if everybody's out to get him. But David, in the opening line of this psalm, completely surrenders to God. Completely gives up his will for God's will. And he pleads for God to help him. Now, I want to break this down on what it means. He says, first of all, show me your ways. Now, we know from Scripture that his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And when we are going through a trial, when we're going through something, it means we are waiting on God, which doesn't mean we just sit on our backside and go, well, I'm waiting. But instead, we wait actively. David says, I'm going to wait on you because I know you're going to teach me your ways. You're going to show me how to deal with this issue. Many of you today are going through storms. Some of them you've created yourself. Some are a test of the enemy. Some or God trying to bring out of you the very things he wants in your life? And can I tell you this, that when God's doing that in your life, the enemy will try to piggyback to take what God is meaning to bless you and turn it into some kind of temptation. Because if you go into Luke chapter 4, Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit to be tested of the devil. And the devil tried to make that his opportunity to overshadow or throw out the prophetic utterances of Scripture that was already written. He says, "Help me to walk the path you've laid out, that you have laid before me." The Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He has your path in mind. So, Lord, show me the path I'm walking. Show me how to come through this storm. He says, teach me your path. Teach me how to follow you. See, the problem with many people today is they're not teachable. They want the easy path. They want buffet-style Christianity. I pick and choose the pieces I want. The other parts I don't want, I can discount. But if we're going to be people who are after the heart of God, what we must do, what is imperative that we do, is we say, Lord, teach me how to follow you. You see, if he's teaching us how to follow, that means we're willing to learn how to follow. Which means the things that we used to do, the things that the lifestyle we used to live, we no longer live. That begins to lose its luster, begins to lose its draw, because there's something new leading the path. Because we're following him. Teach me to follow your ways. Guide me into your truth. I want to camp right here for just a moment. Guide me into your truth. Now, here's why. David was feeling lonely in verses 16 through 21. He's feeling lonely. He's feeling afflicted. He's feeling like his troubles have just gotten more and more and more and more and more. And he feels like he's in complete distress. So that's where he is. That's exactly how he feels. But that is not the truth. Jesus said, you will know the truth, and it's the truth that sets you free. It's not your truth. It's not my truth. It's not somebody else's truth, but it's his truth. We shall know his truth and be set free. We shall know his truth, because his truth doesn't move. It doesn't change. And we say, Lord, teach me your truth. The reason that the world is in the shape it's in today is because the world is living by their truth. And we tell people, this is my truth. You can't tell me I'm wrong, because this is true for me. However, there is a standard that says there is right and there is wrong. So how do we as humans deal with it? We call wrong, right, right, wrong. Because it allows us to live that truth. David is telling us today to be praying, guide me in your truth. You say, well, Dr. Stansbury, I've got illness in my body. I've got all these bills and these problems and these situations. Let God guide you in the truth of how to deal with those things, how to overcome them. We are told to be overcomers. The problem is, so many of us have lived for so long underneath the foot of the devil that we've forgotten that he's supposed to be under our feet, because we've allowed him to be the one that dictates truth. He tells you, he tells me that he's a roaring lion, that he's going to eat us, he's going to destroy us, he's going to kill us. And when God's truth says you are more than a conqueror through Christ, when God's truth says resist the devil and he must flee, when God's truth says, you see, faith and truth are when you come into complete and total agreement with God. That's faith. When you believe that God is telling you the truth and his truth is everlasting and it's powerful, and you say, you know what, God, I'm agreeing with you, because you are a true and faithful witness. I sat through a workshop this morning while I was kind of in my own world, about the prophetic use in the opening line of Genesis 1 when you read it in the Hebrew. And the Jewish rabbis call it the Bereshit prophecy. Many of them don't even completely understand what the prophecy is talking about, but they do understand that it means Messiah is going to come and Messiah is going to set up his rule and reign on this planet. They understand that. You see, you and I need to stop living as if he's not coming back. We need to stop living as if the Bible is false. Many of you, many of the world, when the year 2000 came and went, and now we're in 2021, that, oh, well, we thought the world was going to be done right then. 6,000 years. The seventh year, if we go the day is 1,000 years a day, well, you know, Dr. Sainsbury, we're beyond the 6,000 year. You need to stop listening and believing what everybody says and go back to God's truth. God's truth tells us there's a start and an end. And Messiah is coming back. And Messiah is coming back at God's appointed time. At God's appointed time. What does that mean to you? What does that mean to me? Guide me, Lord, in your truth. Today, friends, you've got so many people who just want their way. I'm in the schools and I see children that have been allowed to get their way at home and get their way wherever they're being raised, and they come to school and expect to be allowed to get their way, and when they don't, there's a disconnect somewhere in them. They don't understand why when I throw this fit, when I act this way at home, I get what I want, but you're not letting me do that. It's called discipline. Sometimes when we're acting out and we want our way, God has to move in such a way to prevent us from getting our way. Lastly, David says, teach me. David said, I don't have all the answers, but you do. John chapter 3 and verse 30, John says, he has to increase. That means I must decrease. In Galatians 2 and 20, Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I am now living in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You see what Paul's saying there? Lord, teach me how to be crucified with Christ and live the life by faith in the Son of God. By faith. You say, well, Dr. Sainsbury, what do you mean by faith? Well, if you go to Hebrews, I keep coming back to Hebrews. It's just staying with me. But in Hebrews chapter 10, you notice I didn't say chapter 11. I said Hebrews 10. Notice as the writer pulls us into chapter 11, he says, for you have no need of endurance. You have need of endurance so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what he promised. For yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come, and he will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith. There's that zinger. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back to destruction, but of those who have faith to the preserving of the soul. Now faith is the assurance of things you hope for and the conviction of things not seen. You've come into agreement with all that God has said. Teach me, God, how to live that way. Teach me your word that I can live using both the Logos and the Rhema. The Logos to feed my soul and the Rhema to fight, because I come into agreement with you and what you've already said. Teach me how to be that kind of believer. when you talk about faith, I'm not talking about so I can run miracles and I can have a tent revival or I can clean out the hospital or the funeral homes. I'm talking about faith to make it from here to there. Faith to walk every day in the knowledge of my Savior, Yeshua, the Messiah, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who's coming back for his people. David says, teach me. Humble ourselves before God. Humble. In Western culture, humility is a rare thing. To be humble enough to say, I bow my knee to God. I will tell you this. We will all bow our knee. Some of us have chosen to bow our knee before God and declare Jesus Christ as Lord, Yeshua is our Lord, on this side of the grave. But there's coming a time when all of humanity, all of the fallen realm, and Satan himself will bow and say, He is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So I'm asking you this today. Have you bowed your knee? Have you left the kingdom of darkness and death to come into the kingdom of light and life? Have you left the pea patch for the last time and says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord? You can do that today. You can reach out to him and talk to him like you would a friend. Lord, I'm a sinner, and I recognize that I have sinned. I repent. You've got to repent. You don't just pray a little prayer and then keep living like you're living. There's got to be some change in your life. I repent. And let him begin to move. And then find you a Bible-believing place to worship and connect with other people. But you're always welcome right here at Restoration Bible Fellowship. You're always welcome right here in my home. Can we pray? Father God, we thank you so much for your love, your mercy, grace, power, and glory. And I ask God that right now you will reach out. Let this word go forth and touch those who need to hear it. And let them walk in victory like never before. And Father, I pray for those who are in the midst of a storm. Show yourself strong and glorious to them as you teach them about how to walk out of a valley and lift their hands in praise and glory to you. It's your name we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. I want to thank all of you that viewed this podcast both live and later on the YouTube channel, and you've subscribed to the YouTube channel, and for those who listen on the actual audio podcast on Podomatic and Spotify and Apple iTunes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please be sure to reach out and email me at pastorsansbury.com. I have some things I'm percolating on, and just pray that God will show me exactly how to do the things I'm kind of feeling led and drawn to do. So until next week, this is your friend, Pastor Eric Sansbury, saying God is great, Jesus is on the throne, and you are still more than a conqueror through Christ. I want you to have a great week. Enjoy, if those of you that have Labor Day off, enjoy the day off. I know I'm going to. And we'll see everybody right here, 8:45 Arizona time, for Restoration Bible Fellowship. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast of Walking in the Word with Pastor, Teacher, Evangelist Eric W. Stansbury. Feel free to email Pastor Stansbury at pastorstansbury@gmail.com. We thank you for listening. We'll see you next week on Walking in the Word.